Yeah, we'll record that. Mike should record it. I think he said he can plug his in, if I remember correctly, or he had a battery bank or something. But mine would record enough time for, I think, for Joe's speech and at the end. So between multiple cameras, if somebody gets, you know, part of something and part of another, Tom should be able to, mix, take different videos and mix those together. So I know I can do them on mine. I just haven't done that lately, so I'd have to refresh myself on the software. But we'll have it all covered in one means or another. If it's not one continuous, it'll be segments of the entire night from multiple cameras.
Oh, very good. Very good. All right. I've got mine to work on a little bit more. I've been going through a few things. I put a Blackmagic app on the phone. I can use one phone to control the other phone. And that works out that way, too. And getting the frame rate, I don't know where everybody's be recording at and so forth. Like I said, if I want to do YouTube, it has to be at 30 frames per second. So it all depends what we want to do there.
Yeah, well, I have to talk to Tom then as far as doing that, because I know in the software that I use, I can set what frame rates I want to take. So I can have 4K and 2K in different videos and in different levels and that, and probably got the same thing and record it at the final product at one range. So, yep, that should work out.
Yep. Although there is a problem with audio sometimes going from one frame rate to another. And that would be a concern.